Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
DeMar DeRozan, I love you.
Yeah, I love you, but I'd like to move you. Frankly, I think that would be ideal for the Bulls to move on now. And while he's got a lot of value, you can probably get something decent back, and you can clear the runway for Patrick Williams and Kobe White to develop a little bit, make some room for some guys. If somebody comes calling for Io after three good games, that's good too. I'm there for that. But maybe the Nets. So there's a lot of people who were saying, well, if you look at the Nets now as currently constructed, he'd fit in just right.
The Nets opened up the door for someone to take the scoring load off of KD when KD comes back.
Yeah, every once in a while, just have that other guy, a guy who also can facilitate a little bit. And we know the hang-ups with DeMar's game. We know him too well. We've seen it now. You got to kind of live the DeMar experience to understand what holds you back.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that a little bit later with Mark Schanowski when he joins us. But I thought my podcast partner had a really interesting observation from the Portland game.
What's the name of the podcast, Dan?
It's Thank You for Asking. Wow. It's almost like you know how to market podcasts. It's called Organizations Win Championships, and it's an Odyssey podcast by 2400 Sports, and you should give it a shot. And he made this point when we were watching the Portland game. He said, why would you ever double-team DeMar?
Yeah, I heard that conversation, and I was working it through. I was listening this morning to the podcast, and I was like, that's interesting. And here's the conclusion I came up to. This would have been my rebuttal to young Jason Bernstein.
Okay.
The reason that you double DeMar is that when you look around the floor with the Bulls, there are a bunch of guys who are going to make bad decisions once they get the ball. And DeMar, the only real bad decision that he makes is his fatal flaw, that I'm going to shoot a two instead of shooting a three. Whereas Zach's going to throw the ball into the stands. Io is going to try to dunk and get rejected. Like, we're the rest of these guys, I'm not sure that they know where the next basketball play is.
But I still like that exchange. If you double DeMar, you're doing the Bulls a favor because you're forcing them to move the ball. And what I would like to see, I'd like to see the percentage of three-point attempts that they take when DeMar is being doubled. Because I think you're more likely to get a more valuable shot when
DeMar is going one-on-one, he's going to, like, I can win this. I'm going to take this too.
I'll live with that. See, I will
as the
team. Opposing coach.
Right.
The opposing coach, if what's going to happen in this possession? The other team is going to take a contested two. Well, is it maybe the best contested two maker in the league left? Yes, but it still works over the long haul. If you double him, you force ball movement. You are forcing the Bulls to do something they're bad at doing and don't do enough. And it's more likely you're going to find a guy with a three. I mean, sure, it might be Io. If you're playing the defense right, you're doubling off of Io.
Right.
And that's the guy.
And you're daring him to shoot.
And you're daring him to shoot, and that's probably what you do. But it still gets that started in a way where you as a defense are choosing to make the Bulls initiate what they don't want to do and what they're not doing when they're bad. So neither here nor there.
It'd be interesting to see what Pop does against him tonight.
Yeah. Well, because Pop, again, knows him well, and Pop was always cool with him taking that shot.
Which is a flaw in his incredible career as a coach.
But we shall see. I hope that in some of this chaos pre-deadline that there might be a little bit of opportunity. Make sure you're just picking up that phone.
Read the thing that Bill sent us.
Oh.
On the subject of like player empowerment and partnership. And
yeah, this is Bill on Capitol Hill. He says, real partnership, like real friendship, hangs on no. You can be as great as you like, but if you don't have anyone who can tell you no, you're daring the gods to send a nemesis your way. Phil Jackson may or may not have been overrated, but he's great because he set boundaries for legends.
How about that? And for the most part, they stayed inside of those boundaries. There were obviously things that he bent for people.
Sure, but he also said, if you do this, if you trust me, we're more likely to win titles.
Yep. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of trust between players that are at the top of the game and front offices, except for like what you were saying. I think the Giannis point is a really good point, where it seems like, so far, Giannis is like, everything's great.
Man, but look, you mentioned Pop. Look at that dynasty. Look at the humility involved in that dynasty.
The people that bought in and allowed for everything to happen. Like, you trust your front office. You trust your coach. In some cases, it's both. You trust the players that are around you. You trust the scouting department. And it all works, and you win titles.
The ancillary players, empowering the rotation guys. On those teams, everybody mattered, whether it was, you know, Danny Green and Bruce Bowen and guys who they found people to do very specific things that engendered trust.
Yeah, and you know, I should have mentioned this before, but another mistake, in my opinion, that Kevin Durant made was, remember a couple months ago where he was talking about the Nets without Kyrie? And he's like, look at this starting lineup. There's me, and then he basically was like, there's me, and there's this bum, and this bum, and this bum, and this bum. And I don't think that that's really good leadership either. That's not telling the guys that are the bums, and they know that they're bums. They know that you're KD. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like they're a part of this thing. It's a lot to dive into. I'm glad that we had a chance to like kind of talk about it, because I'm sitting in the house yesterday just like running through it by myself, and I'm just like, all of this stuff needs to be changed. Like, there needs to be a bigger commitment to the partnership aspect of it and some real reflection on what role you played in your own damn demise.